Let's see what's on tonight.
Girlfriend of over 2 years appears to have other plans and keeps secrets about her whereabouts.
Hell no.
I'm not saying you a hoe. I'm
what
saying
you say?
I am not watching this
if
shit.
I ask you if you want all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, that's not good.
What the hell is going on right now? I'm canceling the damn cable. Fuck this.
Tag Team Network, bitch!
Presented to you by The Turkish Delight. Remember, it ain't delightful unless it's Turkish Delight.
Hey everyone, shut the hell up. We Go Podcast is about to start.
Three, two, one, and welcome to the We Go Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about sex with friends. On tonight's episode, we have quite a bit of us. We got, who should I start with? We got Chris.
Hello, hello.
We have Amy.
Hey, friends.
We got Fawn.
Hey.
We got Steve.
What's up?
And we got our very special guest, Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
How you doing? Top of the top. Let's get this bad boy going.
Let's get it going. All right. So, Kevin, last time we had you on, we didn't really get a chance to know exactly who you are. You know, what you do, what do you do on, you know, on the side? Do you have like a YouTube channel? Do you have an Instagram or a Facebook? Just let everybody know, like, who are you?
Well, I give you the usual. My name is Kevin Hill from Hoover, Alabama. How you doing? I currently do like a Instagram. I do like Motivational Mondays on there. Used to dabble with some skits. I got my own clothing line, so that's in the works right now as well. Got a Facebook, so Twitter. I'm kind of in that whole scenario with all the millennials, you know, tech savvy. So catch me on any of that, really.
Awesome. All right. Well, I want to say thank you for joining us tonight. And also, I want to say, ask everybody, how's everybody else doing?
Should I go first? You know me, Ben, working too much. I have no life. I swear to God. One of these days I will. I'll tell you all about it.
Yep. Amy, how have you been?
Oh, I am a cascading ball of anxiety lately, but it's not so bad.
Yep. You are getting ready to start the school again, nursing school, getting ready to start that back up again. So
yep.
You're gonna be pretty damn busy here for a
really
while.
Busy.
Yeah, so that's why I peer pressured you to be on tonight's episode. And Fawn, how have you been?
I've been great.
You've been great hanging out by your pool?
Yes, the past 2 days I've been in my pool, falling asleep in the pool.
Wow, life must be rough.
Yeah, it sure is.
And Steve, you have not been on, you were not on the last episode. Where the hell you been?
Well, last weekend I had to go to Michigan for a cousin's graduation. That was pretty fun. Stayed at my uncle's house. You know, he lives like out in the country, so it's four wheeling and shooting off guns and all kinds of, he has a pool and just going all kinds of outdoor stuff, basically. Did a lot of crazy stuff. And then, also starting Monday, I got a new job, so I'll be starting that Monday.
That's what's up. All right. Sounds good. That's awesome.
Congratulations on that.
Right. Congrats. Okay. All right. So I don't want to waste any more time on this episode, so let's get right to it. So as it starts us off, we got a load of facts, some interesting load of facts, and then we got two complete the stories, and then we have a couple confession stories as well. So I hope you all are comfortable and are ready to begin this episode. All right. So on the first segment, which is Load of Facts, which is brought to you by Dana Dovey from themedicaldaily.com. And the name of this article that I pulled these facts from is 15 Surprising Sex Facts About Men and Women. All right. And I only pulled a couple of, the ones that I thought that would be interesting for this episode. So this first one is, women think about sex a lot. Says society may make women out to be dainty flowers who wouldn't dare have sexy thoughts on their own. But in reality, they think about sex a lot. and would like to have more of it. For example, one recent survey found that about 53% of women were not having as much sex as they would like, and nearly 75% of women involved in the survey expressed the desire to make love at least 3 times a week. Okay, so now this is an article that is aimed at women, talking about women, so I'm going to let the women start this topic off. Me, I don't know, I've never really thought about how often women talk about sex, so I don't really know, I've never really thought about it, so I'm going to let the two women start this off. So, Fawn, what do you have to say about this?
I think I mentioned on a previous episode that women can be just as crude and sexual, I think, or even more than men. So I agree with these numbers. Like, I think especially just maybe depending on your age, I know the older I've gotten, the more like I want to have sex and I think about it more. So I agree with this, you know, the facts, I guess, because yeah, I think we definitely talk about it. And I mean, especially with our girlfriends, like get into some detailed information. So yeah.
Right on. Amy, do you agree with this article?
Oh yeah, for sure. We need to stop thinking that only men think about sex, because like as my group of girlfriends, we talk about sex all the time. We make jokes about sex. It's funny. Like we talk about our sex lives and it's hilarious and it's fun and like, I love talking about sex with my girlfriends. I do. Not so much with like my partner, but with my girlfriends for sure. So yeah, we're talking about it all the time. I wish people understood that a little more. And I agree with Fawn. As I've gotten older, I've gotten way more comfortable like joking around and talking about it and being honest about it and like what I'm into. Just as I've grown, certainly, I'd say it's way more sexual in my adult life.
Awesome. Okay, now Kevin. Would you agree with this article from, you know, the women in your life talking with them? Would you agree with this?
Most definitely. I mean, it kind of gets to the point where like they're more open and maybe comfortable with this, having that conversation with somebody that's not even the same sex, but at the exact same time, you know, as soon as they get with their girlfriends, you know, it just turns into the episode of Gossip Girls. Start giving you the whole details and the whole spill about everything. So for sure.
Nice. And Chris?
I agree with the study. And I mean, the fact we're starting to change as a society as we're starting to get more and more information that women do. I mean, at one period in time, they thought that women had no sexual urges at all. They were just here to make babies. But we got doctors like Dr. Kinsey from the Indiana University. He was very controversial with his studies on just human sexuality altogether. And then actually here in St. Louis, Masters and Johnson were big on the study of sex as well. And Showtime did a couple seasons of a show called Masters of Sex. So I completely agree with the story. And it's great that women aren't shamed as much as they used to be for being more into their sexuality. They're more being able to be more open. It's great.
Right. Yes. It seems to be more loose now. It's not as uptight, you know, it's more like it's just relaxed, a lot more relaxed than what it used to be, at least from what I've seen. But Steve, what do you have to say?
Yeah, I agree with the article. And honestly, I read somewhere once that women actually want sex more, statistically speaking, than men do. Just men are not, you know, women have more, I guess, self-control than men do when it comes to sexual urges. Mm-hmm. And also with women as they get older, I think their sex drive increases, if I'm not mistaken. I think I read that somewhere, too. Whereas the opposite for men have a sex drive. Younger and older men get, their sex drive starts to go as they get older, statistically speaking, of course. So, but I would agree with the numbers for sure.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's kind of, as a me speaking for myself, it's hard to disagree because I don't really know. I can't really say here or there what women think, you know what I'm saying? But by the woman that I've been around, I don't think I've ever witnessed anyone ever having a problem being open about their sexuality or just talking about sex in general. It seems to be a lot more comfortable, but that's from just what I've seen. Now, as women entirely, it's hard to speak for, but I mean, hey, I'll take it from, you know, this writer or whoever wrote this or did this study, I'll, you know, give them their credit for this. Okay, all right. So, Amy or Fawn, do you have any last things to say about this?
I don't really. I just think that, like, whatever, kind of what everyone was saying, it is pretty awesome that women can feel a little bit more comfortable talking about these things than maybe in the past. But it also just depends on the woman. Like, some women still aren't very comfortable with it. But
yeah,
I will say that I feel way more comfortable now than if you, like, 5-10 years ago sharing.
Yeah. And Amy?
Yeah. I just hope that anyone who does feel like they can't talk about their sex lives does come out and feels open about it. I hope we can inspire some people to feel more open about talking about it. I know I didn't feel comfortable for a very long time. I was very modest. But, I mean, I've just gotten very comfortable with being who I am, and I enjoy sex, and I think that women enjoy sex, and they should be allowed to. I mean, why not?
Well said. Okay. All right. So, I think I agree with the article. I think it's right. And I'm glad that more women out there are feeling more comfortable with talking about sex and stuff. And I think it's great. Okay. All right. So for the next load of fact on here, and this is same article, same writer, same website. This says oral sex can make a penis longer. Yes, you heard that right. This says oral sex can make a penis longer, which I'm like, okay, when I first read this, I'm like, yeah, it's just making the penis harder and stiffer, so it appears longer. So I thought this was kind of ridiculous when I read it. So, but this says, strangely, one study found that men's self-reported penis size was actually larger when they measured their penises following oral sex versus after masturbating. Although it's not entirely clear why. Now, I am very skeptical of this. This seems kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say it sounds made up, because I don't want to discredit this writer here about this certain thing. But, Chris, what do you think about this?
I want to know if they were actually, were they saying, hey, go home, have whoever, your significant other, perform oral sex on you and then measure yourself? Or were they doing this in an office? It's kind of the first thing that popped into my head was, like, they're having someone, they bring your, so, you know, they're measuring. Right. But is it the same as, like, a Swedish penis pump where that's why it's getting larger? Because it's actually, she's pulling more blood into his penis? That's what I think. I think it's just she does.
Yeah, that, you know what, that's actually pretty good. I didn't really think of it that way. I think that's actually a really good point. Steve, what do you think about this?
I would tend to agree with what Chris was saying, also with the article. I feel, at least in my experience, I would say when anyone has performed oral on me, I tend to get bigger, but I think it has to do with more blood rushing down, you know, down there and all that. So it may increase slightly the length, because you're increasing the size or the amount of blood flow going, you know, to your dick, basically. So I would say in that sense, it's probably true. But, like, as a permanently increasing a length, that's what I can't tell. Are they saying that this permanently increases your length, or it's a temporary thing?
So I don't think it. They're saying permanently. I think they're saying for the duration while the sexual activity is lasting for. I think that's what it doesn't really say that. It's actually a very short, you know, it says, and I will read it again for those who have not heard the fact. It says oral sex can make a penis longer. Strangely, one study found that men's self-reported penis size was actually larger when they measured their penises following oral sex versus after masturbating, although it's not entirely clear why. So, yeah, I'm thinking, off of this, I'm thinking it's just during the blowjob, and then maybe when they go into sex, it's longer. But I think once he gets, once the man gets off, I think then it does not last forever.
Well, I just think with the oral sex and how it's that suction, and it's such intense, like, suction down there, you know, it can be, or, you know, so I think it creates more blood flow there, so it makes it bigger with the blood flow.
Right on. Okay.
I can agree with that.
You know? You agree with that, Kevin?
I definitely do, you know, because if you're telling me, well, shoot, darn near every time, you know, I get my damn dick sucked in, you know, I'm growing, even though it may not be something that's permanently, but temporary, you know, that sounds more, I guess, yeah, I guess the correct term is the more scientifically, like, correct or something like that. But now permanently, yeah, that's, I don't know.
No way. There's no way. That would be something like a guy would write, just to, like, you know, to try to fool women into, you know, into giving them head more often. But okay, Fawn and Amy. And Amy, I'm going to start with you. Do you believe this, or do you think this sounds like bullshit?
No. I was just about to ask you, did a man write this article? It had to be a man. So that other man can go home and be like, babe, look what I read. Like, if you suck my dick, it'll get bigger. We got to try. Like, and maybe it does. I get the whole science behind it, the suction. Okay, sure, more blood flow. Like, it's going to go back to its normal size afterwards. I have no doubt.
Right. Now, the name of the writer for this article is Dana Dovey. I have never met a male Dana in my life, so I'm going to assume, I'm just assuming here, keyword, that this is a woman that wrote this. But I don't know. There probably is a guy out there named Dana or Dana or whatever. It's possible. But Fawn, what's your reaction to this?
I was going to say exactly what Amy said, like, it was totally a dude writing this or coming up with this just so he could be like, hey, like, babe, my dick's longer if you suck it, you know, that'll make her want to do it or something. But I don't know. I think some of our listeners need to, like, try it out and let us know if it's an actual fact or not, you know, because
right.
I'm curious.
Right. Now, does this information, do you think this would make a woman want to give a blowjob more often than before?
If she's a gullible woman, yeah. Like, I just don't believe it. I mean, I would do it just to be funny, like, hey, let's try this out and see if it's really true. But, like, if someone said that to me, and, like, I would just be like, that's, you're stupid. Like, I just don't believe this.
yeah, I don't. When I read this, I'm just like, really? Like, okay, there's a lot of bullshit on the internet, but this is coming from, you know, what appears to be a legit website. I probably should have looked into it, you know, did some research on this website. It's from themedicaldaily.com. Yeah, I mean, that name sounds pretty convincing, Medical Daily, but, you know, I don't know. I think reading that, I feel like it seems kind of like, yes, it's meant to fool someone into, and especially since it's so short, like, it doesn't say how long it lasts for or anything. It's just super, it's kind of vague a little bit. And then it even says, they're like, we don't know why this happens. It just fucking happens. And you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think it's, I do think Chris and Kevin and Steve have a really good valid point with the blood flow and everything. And that's perfectly possible. But I mean, I feel like we all know when someone has an erection, they're harder. So they're going to be longer than they would be normally. But so, I mean, how much longer? Who knows? But Chris, you got
Ben,
one thing.
Ben, they were just comparing, like, the difference between, is it longer during a masturbation session than a blowjob?
Yeah. And so, I know. So, I mean,
like, regular masturbation, you're probably not into it as much. I'm speaking from personal experience. Like, if it's just, right. I'm not, like, not that turned on. Whereas if somebody's right. sucking my dick, I can tell that it's my body's sending more blood there.
Yeah. That is a good point. I mean, if you're comparing how hard you are versus just masturbation, than a blowjob, you're probably definitely going to be a lot, 100% a lot more into the blowjob. That is actually, that makes a lot of sense. But Kevin, you got any last things to say about this? Oh, no. Okay. And Steve?
No, I mean, that's about it, really. Like I said, the blood flow. And honestly, like Chris was saying, you can feel it. I've always noticed every time I've gotten oral before having sex, I feel like it's harder than it normally is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I think the blood flow thing is definitely a truth behind that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I don't have anything anymore to go on that, but I think we tackled that pretty good. So are we ready for the next segment, which is complete the story?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the enthusiasm, Amy. I appreciate that. Okay, so this first, and Kevin, I don't know if you are familiar with this segment, because this is actually a newer segment that we started doing since the last time you were on. Okay, do you want me to explain the segment to you?
Sure thing, my brother.
Okay, so this is called Complete the Story, where I actually read the beginning of the story, and then everyone has to guess it, whether or not it ends in sex. And you also have to guess if it's real or porn. So, because I pull these stories from either real life sex story forums, or I pull them straight from a porno. So, I'm going to read you the story, and you got to kind of have to figure out and guess which one you think is which. So, you understand, Kevin?
I'm good. Yes, sir.
You good?
I'm good.
You got it? Okay. All right. Okay. So, all right. Let me read this story. So, a woman has her broken down car towed to a nearby auto mechanic shop nearby. The mechanics look at the damage and tell her that the car is going to cost $5,000 to fix her car. She then said she didn't have that money, but she was getting ready to get a new car soon anyway. But the mechanic says he can fix the car, no problem, free of charge, if she entertains him and the other mechanics in the shop. How does this end? And Amy, I'll let you take a shot at this.
It's a porno, and she's going to suck everybody's dick.
Okay, and Chris, what do you think?
I feel you're going to trick us here, because this just sounds too easy. But, I mean, I'm 4 for 4 on these. This is probably going to be the one that gets me. I have seen this in porn, like, more than a fucking dozen times. It was a huge thing in the 90s. I say they end up having a gangbang, and it's from a porno.
Okay. And Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to say there's a gangbang involved, and it sounds pretty much like any scenario, typical scenario porno that you could probably find on the internet. So yeah, I guess I'm going to go with porno, but I mean, then again, you know, it could be a twist. It could be a real story. Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
Right. She did say that she was planning on getting a new car anyway, but fine. What do you think?
It's definitely a porno, because first off, like, $5,000 is a lot just for, like, hey, like, come, like, entertain us for $5,000. Like, if it was, like, $500, I could see them, like, fixing her car, but $5,000 is a lot. Anyways, so I think it's a porno. I think, like Chris said, it's just a big gangbang, whatever, good old time.
Awesome. Kevin, what do you think is going on here? You think she's getting gangbanged or not?
Gosh. Yo, I felt like going with the group, but, like, yo, this is exactly what it is, because, like he said, you know, this was a big thing back in the day, and my father said, you know, that's $5,000. I mean, unless she got a good-ass job, she getting paid well, she good, but part of me wants to go against the grain and say no.
Right. Okay. All right. So,
I got one more thing to add. Why was there no mention of the insurance company?
That's a good point. You know,
my guy Chris is clever.
That's a good point, Chris. Okay. All right. So Chris might be on to something. Okay. All right. So are we ready for me to read the end of this story, or would anyone like to request any clues or anything?
Let's just go with it.
Okay. It turns out that this time the woman is an undercover cop, and this was an undercover sting, and the mechanic goes to jail for fraud and harassment.
I told you this was going to be the one that gets me, because I've seen it so much in porn too.
So see, then that tells me they've been scoping out this mechanic shop for this kind of act for a while now.
Actually, Steve, hey, that's bullshit. I'm just fucking with you guys. She actually gets gangbanged by all the mechanics because this is a porno.
Okay, I was going to say that. It's like,
son of a biscuit.
You have to put some, like out man hours to scope out this place to see some kind of underground sex operation going on over here.
Yeah, I know. I thought that this was going to be so easy, and I knew everyone was going to get this right away because this is straight away a porno. I mean, $5,000. Come on, get the fuck out of here. And I knew, I'm like, this is classic porno. Everyone's seen this 1,000 times. Of course, she gets gangbanged. But I thought I'd throw in a twist at the end to kind of, I don't know, have some kind of a surprise factor with this. Because other than that, there's really nothing surprising about this.
Right.
Okay.
Well, shit. I went against the grain and lost.
Yeah, I mean, I know. It's... Hey, that's why I'm saying. That's why I do the porn versus the real life. So it always kind of keeps you on your toes. So okay,
everybody saw it from the jump. I mean, I saw it too, but I was like, you know what? I want to say out of the kindness, or maybe she's a hustler that she got money saved up, maybe. But nah, it wasn't the case. She got fucked by everybody.
She got fucked by everybody, straight up. Okay, so all right, are we ready for the next one, or does anybody have something else to say about this?
Yeah, I kind of want to. I'm like, we should have had to guess who it was in the movie, you know. I've seen like a bunch of these, but all right, good. My record's still intact. Hopefully, I get this next one too.
Okay, and fine. And Amy, what is your reaction to this story? Are you happy that it was a gangbang, or would you been happier if this whole thing was just an undercover operation?
I really don't give a shit really about, like, it's like, you know, I mean, I'm happy because if it's a porno, like, it was all planned. So I'm glad. I think watching a gangbang would have been more entertaining than watching them get arrested. So
right.
I'd much rather see that. Yeah. So
was it a little bit believable though? Were you convinced a little bit, or did you know I was full of shit the whole time?
It was the $5,000. I think if you would have said 500, it would have been more believable to me.
Right. And Amy, were you fooled at all?
I was just immediately annoyed when you said it was a police sting operation. It just just irked my soul. That's all no right. Fun at all.
Right. What a bunch of fucking Debbie Downers. Let's let her get gangbanged and
fucking way better as a gangbang.
Right. Exactly. It's way more entertaining. Okay. All right. So let's move on to the next one. Okay, so number two, and this is a lengthy one, so please hang with me here. This is a guy, 24, is at home playing video games when he gets a very unexpected text asking him to go meet up with one of the female friends he met while at a concert with his friends. He hurries up, gets in the shower, cleans himself up, gets dressed, and uses the address she sent him to find her condo or find the condo that she was at. Once he arrives, he puts in a breath mint and sends her a text to let her know that he has arrived. She responded and told him to walk up to the front door and that Tom, the guy who lives there, will let you in. He walks inside and noticed a few couples sitting in the living room hanging out. They were all gathering around playing card games and drinking. But the woman who had invited him was sitting with another guy holding his arm. This made the 24-year-old upset because he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know why a woman who has a boyfriend would just randomly sent him a text inviting him to what appears to be a social gathering at some guy's condo. So he whipped out his phone and sent her a text to ask her why she invited him. But it wasn't her who got out the phone. It was somebody else. How does this end? And Steve, I'll let you start this off.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go with, the real story. This is pretty, I mean, it could be a porno, but it doesn't seem as far-fetched as, or as cheesy as most pornos tend to be.
Right.
I'm going to say he probably, whoever ended up answering the texts, he probably ended up hooking up with her anyways, or, you know.
Yeah.
At least if it were me in the situation and I showed up, did something like that, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to just go there and not try to have a good time. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. That's my take on it. I mean,
yeah. And Fawn, what do you think?
I think this is real, and that maybe it was another girl, or I don't know, because didn't he just meet her? I can't remember what you said at the beginning of the story. Like, how did he know this person?
This is a woman that he randomly just met at a concert with his friends, a woman that was there with her friends. And I guess his friends made good friends with her friends, and they just all kind of, you know, met up and exchanged numbers and everything. So, but this wasn't her condo that he went to. I guess he thought it was the whole time. But it wasn't that. It was actually some guy named Tom who fucking lived there.
I don't know. Part of me is just like, it would be kind of funny if, like, it was her boyfriend, the guy that she was sitting with, that, like, texted and had him come over. Because maybe, like, he saw this number in her phone and was like, who the fuck is this? I'm going to have this guy tell him to come over to this party. Or I don't know, like.
Yeah.
It seems really, like, I don't. Because then there's couples, and I'm like, are they going to do, like, a fucking, like, sexy couple swing thing? Is that what's going on? And
yeah.
maybe somebody wants to have, you know, male-male-female action going on, so they invite him over, which still is weird if you don't even know this guy and you're asking him to come over and do that. So
right.
I think it's real. I feel like there's some kind of sex that's going to happen.
Right. Now, this is totally confusing. So, if we're confused, imagine how this guy felt. So, Amy, are you confused by this?
No, I agree with Fawn completely that I think when he sends that text message, it's going to ring on that boy's phone that she's hanging on, and he's going to whip it out, and it'll be him who is texting him the whole time. But I think it'll be like a romantic, sexy thing. Like, there's like a gay theme behind this. Like, maybe he's going to try something new tonight. I don't know.
Right. Hey, could be. I mean, it's really anyone's guess. Kevin, what do you think is going on here?
I don't know. Hope when you started it, I started thinking like high school vibes. You know, you get the kids that, you know, notice that someone likes your girl or something like that. It's like, I'm going to text them. And so, you know, I kind of feel what the lady said on that last part. You know, once she goes to reply or do whatever to that, to reply back to the person, you know, it may be the man to decide. You know, it may just happen to be him. It may be like, surprise, motherfucker, I got you. Texting my girl, I just want to make you look like a fool.
Awesome. Chris, what do you think?
This one's fucking tricky, man. the breath, man. That breath, man, is, for some reason, the breath, man, is sticking with me. I feel this is real.
Yeah.
I don't think sex is going to happen.
Okay.
I feel somebody else has got the phone. She doesn't have the phone. You know, right. Even says that. But I don't think it's the boyfriend either. I think there's somebody else at the party that's been fucking with him.
Okay. All right. So, man, this is when I read this, I was just like, what the fuck? Because there's just so much going on here. Because I'm like, man. This guy does a really good job breaking down his experience to showing up at this fucking condo full of people. And he was like, and then the person that invited him didn't even welcome him into the place. It was some other guy named fucking Tom that just opened the door for him. So, okay. So are you all ready for me to read the rest of this?
Is it MySpace Tom? Yeah. That's who that is. It's MySpace Tom.
MySpace Tom. Yeah.
Well, let's hope it's MySpace Tom and he can bring back MySpace.
Okay. All right. Are we ready? All right. So yeah. I am going to read the rest of the story. So it turns out that the woman who was texting him was not the woman who he thought was texting him. And it was actually one of her friends who he also spoke to at the concert, but did not remember. And this woman was actually sitting next to another guy who she was not romantically involved with, just a friend. And she asked why, like, she was confused as to why he was not sitting next to her. So she did not know that he was thinking that he was texting somebody else. And he had no idea that he was texting somebody else. So she was just like, why are you not sitting next to me or talking to me, even though I invited you? And then he doesn't want to be like, I didn't know I was not talking to you, or I was talking to you. So he flat out lied to her and said he didn't want to assume anything. You know, he played the gentleman route and said, oh, I didn't want to assume anything. And that's why he wasn't sitting next to her. She believed him, and they ended up having sex later that night. So is that crazy?
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably something I totally would do, because I've been in situations like that where people come up to me either at a bar or something. They'd be like trying to talk to me, like, hey, I haven't seen you in so long. And I'm just like, hey, you.
Yeah. And this is a real story, by the way. This was actually from an actual confession forum about how a guy was texting someone. He thought he was texting somebody else, but it was somebody. It was just a complete misunderstanding. I guess this guy doesn't save numbers or save names in his phones, which is completely understandable because I don't ever save numbers in my phone either. But I don't know. Amy, what do you think?
What an ass. Such an ass out of himself. And I'm just upset that she was like, ha, 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 you're funny. Let's have a sleep together. Like, no, what an ass. Save numbers, you guys. Save numbers. Even if you have to put, like, redhead with freckles. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Right. Yeah, this is just this is basically just a reason why it's important to make sure if you're talking to strangers and getting their numbers, make sure you fucking put their names in so you know who they are if they were to randomly just text you. Now, he did say this was a surprise text, and he was not expecting this at all. It completely came out of the blue. But, Kevin, what do you think?
I want to say something. You know, I just realized that did he not realize who number he got from the jump or whoever number he exchanged with to say, oh, well, this person gave me their number or they asked for my number.
Right. I think he did get her number. But didn't know. I don't think he remembered. Is what it sounds like. I guess he was at a concert. He was drinking, having a great time, and I guess he was with her. He was with his friends and hanging out with all these other women friends that he had just met. And I guess some numbers were exchanged with all of them. I guess they were having a good time. And it just sounds like he just flat out forgot.
Well, he did make a fool of himself. How you gonna show up to a function and he's like, yo, that chick right there, she want me. You know, he's probably eyeing her from the jump.
Right.
I'm hard and ready.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I know he was confused, but this is kind of his fault. Would you agree, Fawn?
Yeah. All I know is that I got it right, so I'm happy about that. And then, but, like, at the same time, like, it's his fault, but it all worked out for him in the end. So, whatever, you know.
Right.
It all ended well.
Right. She believed the bullshit. Chris, what do you think?
Man, this story's made up. There's too many fucking plot holes in this shit. Like Kevin said, how the fuck did he get both their numbers? And then he's like, well, I don't know which one's which. No, this shit's made up. The mint, he added the mint in. I knew there was something with the mint. The mint is the dead giveaway that this story's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yo, really? Who gets two numbers in one night, though?
Right. And the dude's going to, okay, a typical stupid man is going to show up to this party thinking he's going to fuck one girl. And it's like, oops, surprise, it's me that's been texting you. You know, he's going to be like, he's going to blurt out some shit that he's going to be like, oh, fuck, I thought you were her.
Right.
He's going to tell himself right away. I think this whole story is made up. It's like an old Penthouse forum of like, never thought this would happen to me, but it did.
Right. Yeah. This was from a confession forum. Doesn't really, I can't say the name of the person that typed it, but I mean, who knows? I mean, it's hard to tell if these people are actually being for real or if they're, you know what I'm saying? Because anybody can get on a forum and type whatever the heck they want. You know what I'm saying? There's really no credibility, but just the story, reading the story to me, I was like, okay, this is interesting. I want to believe it could be real, but I do agree with you. There are some things that just don't add up.
This is what Tom from MySpace has been doing. He's been on sex forums writing bad stories of sex that didn't happen.
Yep. Totally possible. Does anybody else have anything else to add to this?
Yeah. First of all, I totally think this could happen. Is there some plot holes? Yeah, maybe. Maybe he embellished a little bit, but the story in itself, I could see it happening. And honestly, I would use the same line. I'd be like, oh, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to make any assumptions here.
Right.
So.
Right. And then she believed that shit, too. Like, she was like, you know, I don't know. I think that's just, I don't know. I don't know how he really talked his way out of that, but he did. And he said on the story that they ended up having sex later on. So this story is not a porno. This is a story from a confession forum. Whether or not it's real, it's really anybody's guess. So I'll let everybody else kind of come up with their own opinion on that one. But yeah. Okay. So does anybody else have anything last to say to that?
It's a real bad story is what it is.
Okay. All right. So are we ready for the next segment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next segment. This is confessions. So this is female 19 gave brother-in-law head moments before he had sex with her sister. She says she went to visit her sister and brother-in-law who were 15 years older, they are 15 years older than her. She spent the whole day there hanging out with them until her sister had to step out of it. During this, her and her sister's husband were drinking and talking together before they started messing around with each other. This led to her giving him a BJ in their kitchen. This went on for 10 minutes before the sister came back. Once she came back, they ended up going upstairs and they had sex with each other. And her sister does not know about the encounter that took place in the kitchen by her sister. So basically, this woman blew her, and this was a 19-year-old female, blew her sister's husband. So yeah, Vaughn, I'll let you start this one off.
Oh, I have so many things that I'd like to say. But I'll keep it nice. I think it's your sister's husband. Like, what are you doing? First off,
right.
I never understand situations when women just give a random dude a blowjob without getting anything. And what was she expecting to come out of that?
Right.
I don't know. It was just, I just think that's super crappy to do that. Mm-hmm. She did that to her sister. He's a shithead for doing it. And then you know, maybe eventually it came out. I don't know. But I think that was wrong all around.
Right. 100%. And at the end of the story too, which I did not add in here, she did not feel bad at all. Like, she did not regret this. At all.
I mean, maybe the sisters have some kind of, you know, secret animosity, or not secret, but sisters fight and do, you know, shit like that. But that's taking it too far. I don't care what kind of family drama you have, but you just created a whole nother level of family drama.
I agree. Amy, what do you think?
What a horrible sister. Oh my God. You all know Amanda. I would never do that to Amanda. Oh my God. She would kick my ass, first off. Like, I would not take her. She would kick my ass. But I just cannot imagine just hanging out and being like, oh, fuck it, she left. Let me suck your dick. Like, but she's 19, so she's super young, confusing sex and emotions. And if she's drinking at 19, I mean, she's probably like, I mean, she's not all there at the moment. But that's no excuse. It's absolutely unexcusable.
Right.
I don't know what I would do.
Now, I did read the abbreviated version of this story. It was a lot longer. She did go into specifics about how she had been talking to him and flirting with him, and they had been drinking, and this there was a buildup that led to this. You know, so this wasn't something that just happened out of nowhere. This was something that was escalating for kind of a long time. So, man, I mean, yes, the sister was wrong, but, man, I really think the husband is a piece of shit for this one, 100%. What do you think, Kevin?
First, start off, say, fuck him, fuck her, the amount of disrespect in this shit, you know, because you over here texting your lady's sister, am I correct? And so the amount of disrespect that's in it, and on top of that, if you're going to that extreme level to do all that, regardless of drinks, you know, what that saying is, a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts. So you saying all this, you could probably actually be feeling the exact same way when you're not on whatever you're drinking, you know. So he should have just told his lady, look, I'm done with you. I ain't trying to do anything further than this. But yeah, he's a shithead. And she ain't nothing but a bobblehead anyway, so.
They're both shitty people for doing this. I understand shit happens, and like Kevin said, I mean, we all throw that cliche around of a drunk mind, or, you know, drunk mind speaks sober thoughts. But the fact that, like, the risk level that she's going to come back and catch them, and right. Then you're dealing with some whole other shit.
Yeah.
I think the guy's more in the wrong than the girl, because the dude's got more to lose here. And exactly. The fact that he did this shit, it probably ain't the first time either.
Right.
I usually have the dude's backs in most of these stories, but in this one, no, fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with an excuse with that. You don't just accidentally slip your dick in someone's mouth. You just don't do that.
He's got the opportunity to tell her to fucking knock it off.
Right. He has the power to tell a 19-year-old woman that no. You know what I'm saying? There was nothing controlling about this at all. I think this was just flat out very terrible decision making. And it sounds like he's probably done this before with others. Or there's definitely the possibility. So, and then also this family kind of sounds like they, like Von said, there's some issues, you know, some family dysfunction going on. But Steve, I want to hear what you have to say.
First of all, are we sure this is not a porno? Because a lot of pornos start off this way.
No, this was straight from a confession forum. So take it however you think it is. Now, I don't know. I don't know the people that are writing these stories. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't really. I'm just taking them straight from the confession. So.
Well, okay. I will say, yeah, it's a shitty situation. The guy's shitty. The sister's shitty. The fact that the sister has no remorse shows me that her and her sister are probably not really close. And it sounds to me like the only reason maybe – you said this was like an ongoing thing, right, that it's been going on for a little while?
Right. This was the first time they actually acted on their sexual urges with each other. But the flirting and the drinking and them hitting on each other, that had been going on for a while.
It sounds to me like she came over there for him anyways, not for the sister.
Yeah.
And it could have been planned out, because if the sister had to step out for a bit, maybe this was already the husband already knew she had to do that, and the sister knew. And it was just an opportunity to do this and get away with it, which, like I said, it's wrong on so many levels. But, you know, it happens, unfortunately, in the world we live in today. It cheating goes on. So, I mean, yeah, that's about all I have to say on that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's really not much more to say than that. Say about that other than that's just really shitty. And I feel bad for the fucking sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't fucking deserve that. She stepped out for a bit. She was just fucking going, you know, doing whatever she needed to do and then fucking comes back to that and she doesn't even know what happened and still doesn't even know what happened. And the sister, her little sister, does not regret this one bit. So, Amy or Fawn, do you have any last things to say about this?
I don't. I mean, I think
they're
shitty. And also the fact that he is, what, 15 years older than her? And that's not a big deal, like, if they were dating or anything like that. But the fact that she was 19 and he was older, and it just, like, he should have known. I don't know. It was just, it's all super shit. Like, I don't see any good coming out of this whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing. It's really, it's just a shitty story. Amy, you have any last thing? I don't really know what else you can add to about this.
Not really. Just a bunch of shitty people doing shitty things and hurting each other and not meaning to, but also meaning to. And who knows what the hell their relationships are like. So it's difficult to say, but it's shitty all around.
Right. I agree. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read the next confession story. So this next one, made me laugh. Okay, this one is fucking ridiculous. And, guy said he accidentally joined a gangbang group and through time became the leader of said gangbang group. He said he had always had a fascination with gangbangs, something about a woman needing four more guys to have sex with her really turned him on. So he responded to a sex ad that a group of people that were requesting or looking for a guy to recruit that was from a certain age range, had a certain build, and had a full-time job and seemed, reliable. So he actually responded to the ad. And when he arrived to the sex group, he met the others that were a part of the group but was not allowed to participate in any of the gangbangs because he was labeled as the last option. But through time, after attending every meeting, every gangbang, and being in gangbangs eventually, he became the leader of it after the old leaders quit the gang. So this guy is confessing that he is a leader of a gangbang group. This made me laugh. And so Kevin, and this is my question about this, is would you be interested ever in joining a gangbang club? What do you think about this?
Oh shit. You would have asked me back in the day if I was single, but at the exact same time, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? There's too many. I mean, you bring women to the table, and I know these women best to say something because I said that, you know, but I got to pass on that one, player.
Chris, what do you think? Are you thumbs up on the gangbang club or thumbs down? What do you think about this?
Oh, okay, just a gangbang club in general. Thumbs up for that. You know, good for you guys. But I see this being something. I'm drunk one night, like I'm bored. Come across this bullshit on Facebook or something, like, this sounds like a fantastic time, let's do this. And then I wake up the next day and go, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? I'll go to one. But if I'm not gonna like continue to the point, you know, if you're not gonna let me join in the first time, well, not necessarily the first time I might be too nervous anyway, but if that's like I've been to six or seven meetings and I'm still not allowed to get in where I fit in, I'm not gonna stick around any longer to become the leader of this fucking weird sex cult.
Right. I mean, is that something you say, like, yeah, I'm the leader of the best gangbang club in my hometown?
Well, like, it sounds like something like a 13-year-old kid would like say to 10-year-olds to impress them.
Right. And they have no idea what gangbang means.
They're like, yeah, one of them does.
Right. Steve, what do you think about gangbang clubs or whatnot?
We're gonna give that a 2 thumbs up, and absolutely, I'm 100% in. I'm going for it, and Fuck, if I become the leader, fuck it. I guess I become the leader, you know? It is what it is, you know? I mean, you know, I'll promote the shit out of it. We'll have, like, cards and, you know, we'll get like, you know, like the biker cuts and stuff, you know, gangbang club, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah. So, Amy, what's your reaction to this?
You guys are cracking me up. No, me right now says no, I would not join. But if I were single for like 3 more years, I mean, I would consider it probably. It's not like too far off that I can't imagine doing it. But me right now would probably be a hard no.
Hard no. And Fawn, what do you think?
I wouldn't join a gangbang club, but that's just not something I'm into, but good for people that are. And like, I get because of certain groups I've been in, like, I get the fact that they like kind of made him wait, because it's also kind of trying to weed out those fucking creeps that just want to be, you know, it is a gangbang, but there has to be some form of respect for the woman that's there, and it's not just a free for all. So I think that that's probably why they had them have to, like, he had to kind of, like, wait his turn. They were probably just kind of seeing how he, like, his personality and how he was going to react to everything. And then also, I mean, I know a girl personally that participated in one, and she actually, like, asked me to come and videotape it, and I couldn't even do that, like, because I felt so uncomfortable. Like, I just couldn't be, like, for me personally, like, I couldn't be that close right to it. I wasn't going to participate or anything, but I just, like, that's just too much for me. But, like, yeah, I mean, if people are into it, like, and you have clubs for it, I think that's actually a good idea, because then the people that are into it can find those specific clubs, and they feel like, okay, these guys are cool, they've been vetted, like, they're not going to be creeps, let's go contact them. So I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I definitely think that they don't let just anybody join gaming clubs. They have a certain criteria that you have to meet. That's why they said it was very important to them in the story that they were explaining that, like, and I actually did some reading on this, is they typically look for guys that have full-time jobs, and not, they also look for guys that are not quick to respond and be overly eager to join the game. Basically, they want a guy that's level-headed and not just really super horny, that's out to look, you know, that's trying to get laid. They want somebody that's appears to be, you know, I don't want to say normal, because I hate that word, but they don't want a creep. Like, they don't want some really fucking awkward guy just joining the club. So they have certain ways to weed out the strange, you know, so they can get good guys in, you know, to join the said gangbang club. I just thought the story, though, was really funny. I think it's kind of hilarious. He's like, yeah, so I just fucking joined this gaming group, and through time, I fucking became the leader of that motherfucker. Like, I think that's fucking hilarious, but I don't have anything more to say to this. I mean, I just think it's a funny story. Does anybody else have any last things to say about this?
To go along with your point on the whole, like, the group, they're not wanting somebody creepy. Like, we have our little Facebook group. We got a couple Facebook groups and other groups that people are part of.
Yeah.
And you always get that one guy that comes in and that makes it awkward.
Yeah, there's always that guy, yeah, that's like overly eager and trying to push it and trying to be like, you know, and I don't know. I think it makes sense that that's what this group, they, you know, are typically sex groups. Those are the type of men that they just don't want a part of the group, you know. So, and I think that's actually really smart, you know, and I think it's kind of a smart thing anyways, not to just let anybody join your sex club. So, Amy, you have any last things to say?
Yeah, some of those people on Facebook, you can't be so thirsty. Like, it's okay to say shit sometimes, but not every time, you know?
Like, right.
Take a break from the creepiness and people will accept you more, just a little bit.
Yeah, it's really, you gotta, I mean, hitting somebody on a forum or a Facebook group or anything is, it's just not a good look. I mean, if you want to talk to somebody, talk to them. Send them a text message. Say hey, say what's up, and see if they respond back. But if you're asking somebody out on a page where others can see it, I guarantee that at 9.5, or I'll say 9.99 out of 10 times, that woman's going to reject you. You know, and also, if you've been rejected 6 times in a row, maybe that's telling you something. Maybe that should tell you that your entire approach is off and that you need to try something different. But that's just me. I don't help. What do I know? I'm just a podcast host. So, Steve, do you have any last things?
Just, you know, not necessarily speaking from experience, because I'm not part of any gangbang club, nor do I even know where to seek out a gangbang club. So, but when it comes to the, you know, the creepiness factor, as people being so straightforward and stuff, this is what I, you know, and this is what I tell everybody that asks me, oh, well, how do you talk to girls on like online dating sites and stuff? You just try to spark up a conversation and try to get to know them on a personal level. Don't just jump right into, hey, let's hook up, you know, which
right.
tends to happen with a lot of guys, or they'll just send a, you know, a surprise dick pic. You know, you don't just do that. That's just, I mean, I don't think ever in the history of dick pic sending has that ever worked for anyone that I know of. So
right. Yeah. I don't think it works either. Kevin, I'm gonna let you close this off.
I'm gonna have to say hell to the no. Cause it's just, I don't know, I ain't never been the type of guy to send like dick pics. Like we talking, you know. And now I may get some photos here and there, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna give you the real deal, you know? My shit gonna be impersonal. But all in all, kind of hard. I'm kind of like titter-tottering on agreeing with it, but it's kind of to each his own, you know?
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, so I don't have anything more to go on to that. I think that was just a funny story. So that's all of the confessions I have for tonight. I would like to thank everyone who listened, and I would also like to thank Kevin for joining us tonight. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're in a time crunch, so I'm going to let you do your shout-out first.
Well, it's your boy, Cahill. I would like to say stay humble and blessed. My Snapchat is K_Hill51, and then my Twitter is _K_Hill. And then my Instagram is _K_Hill_. Like I always say, stay humble and blessed.
Awesome. Nice. And thanks again for coming on tonight, man. Really appreciate it. Okay. All right. So I'm going to let the others do give it's a chance. A pleasure. Others have a chance to do their shout outs. And Amy, you got anything?
Yeah. Hey. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. You can find me on Snapchat at Amy Do. It's AimeeDoo. I would love to have you there. Lots of fun things. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. And Fawn, you got anything?
If you want to contact me, you can reach me on Instagram at romham77.
Cool. Thanks. And Chris? Or actually, no, I'm going to go Steve.
Hey guys, Steve here, aka the Turkish Delight. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at Reno6996, or my Twitter handle is TheTurkishDeli1. Just if you want to chat or you got some questions you'd like answered or whatnot, just shoot me a message and I'll answer them. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Chris, where can they find you at? And then,
Everybody out there, it's your boy Chris. You can find me on the Twitter at CAppany, and my Instagram is at crappy68. You can also go to the We Go Podcast private group we got on the Facebook. Come check that out. That's a lot of fun. That is actually getting more fun every day. So, anyway, I would love to hear from you.
Yeah. Okay. And all right. So we have a little bit of time left. So if you're listening this long, we would like to actually throw out some recommendations. So does anybody have a recommendation they would like to throw out real quick?
Which one do you want us to start first?
Oh, okay. I didn't know all of you had recommendations. Chris, let's start with you.
Oh, okay. So I got one. I said it was booze because, you know, who doesn't like to drink? We're all a bunch of adults. Man, I just found this stuff Modelo puts out like a couple weeks ago, and I've been like, I don't know. Addicted probably isn't the right word for alcohol. But it's Modelo has got these chiladas. A chilada is beer and like Clamato juice mixed together. But this here is the chili mango one. Dude, this shit is so good.
Awesome.
That's my recommendation. I got four tall boys in the fridge chilling, ready to go.
Cool. Thanks. Amy, you got a recommendation?
Oh, it's a toughie.
If you don't have anything, you don't have to throw anything. I know. It was kind of an unexpected question.
I got nothing, Ben.
You got nothing? You got nothing to recommend? Fine.
Well, I reckon we're talking about alcohol, right?
Oh, Kevin, I didn't know you were still here. What do you got?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard him talking about alcohol, so... I reckon we talking about alcohol. Don't judge me on this one, but that Busch Light, that strawberry flavor, I'll tell you what, boy, it's the bee's knees.
The bee's knees? Awesome. Fawn, you recommend anything?
This week, I'm going to recommend something totally different than what I did last week. Last week was some ravey dance music, and this week I've been completely obsessed with a country guy named Tyler Childers, and I recommend his song Feathered Indians. It's really good.
Cool. Right on. And Steve, you feeling anything at the moment?
Just for the people who listen to us locally, if you are looking for like a good like sub sandwich, Bellacino's in St. Louis is really good. They got these grinder sandwiches that are like killer and they're huge. And I definitely would recommend a grinder from Bellacino's if you're hungry.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So I don't think I left anybody out. So I'm going to save my recommendation for the next episode, which we are getting ready to record here really soon. So, again, I'd like to thank everyone who stayed around to listen to this episode. Please stay safe out there. And, Chris, I'm going to let you close this out.
Oh, well, shit. The honor is mine. Hey, everybody. Once again, thank you for if you stuck around or if you're new just finding this, thank you for all. All that you do, listening to us and everything. Y'all stay safe out there, and well, that's all I got. Y'all have a good night.
Later.
Later.